Well, across the country, people look at Memorial Day holiday as that unofficial start to summer. And it is a weekend filled with gatherings for family, a wonderful treat to enjoy the holiday. But we need to remember it is a very important holiday. Memorial Day honors those who have fallen in our American wars and now encompassing all those who have died. And they are preparing to honor our faithfully departed at our Catholic cemeteries here in the area. Joining me today is Daniel Saris. He is the director of Archdiocesan Catholic Cemeteries to invite you to a very special day of Masses. Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for joining us once again on the Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here to talk about the special Masses that we have planned this year.
Many people look forward to that. There is great comfort in being able to pray for our dead, those that we love and we continue to grieve because they were an important part of our lives. And it's so important to have a team like yours, Daniel, that help us walk through the process of burying our loved ones. You know, for you, you have done this for so many years. What do you find is the part of your job that you just most appreciate as a director?
Brenda, that's so hard to say. There's a lot of what I do that I really enjoy. I just feel that I've been called here to do it. But I think on Memorial Day, I think more than anything is watching the families come together. It's become such a tradition that they come to decorate graves, and you'll see several generations of families come together. And when they're decorating graves, they will see friends who have family that are buried in the area that, you know, people just reconnecting, and it becomes a very special time of people remembering and coming together and praying for those loved ones who are gone.
Daniel, that burying the dead is one of our corporal works of mercy, and it's really an important way that you and all of your staff, again, walk with people in these very difficult times of grieving. And our priests play such an important role as well in those funeral masses. An opportunity this summer, you will be having seminarians working with your team. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's an opportunity I am so excited to have. We are going to have three seminarians assigned to the cemeteries this summer, and their first day will be Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th. So they'll be here through the summer working at the cemetery and at the funeral home. And I think it's going to be an important part of their formation just as they go forward learning this aspect of life, the cemetery, the funeral, and the burial.
Is there something in particular that is important for seminarians that they will be doing, or will they really get a view of all aspects of what it is that you do there at the cemeteries?
They're going to get a good view of everything that we do. They'll be working on the grounds. They'll also be assisting at the funeral home and helping families through viewings, visitations, and just the actual funeral ceremonies themselves.
Excellent. If you are just tuning in, Daniel Saris is joining us this morning. He is the director of Archdiocesan Catholic Cemeteries for the Archdiocese of Portland. He's joining us today to help us all remember the importance of Memorial Day and the special masses that will be offered at our Catholic cemeteries. Daniel, as I said in the beginning, I think that we forget the importance behind why we have this holiday, Memorial Day. People use it as a jumping off point for the summer season, and they get together and have a barbecue. But this is an important day to remember our beloved fallen who have died in wars. And you're beginning a project there at the cemeteries in remembering those who have died in World War II. Tell us about this project.
We started this project this year to find all the casualties of Multnomah County that died during World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and the newer wars, Vietnam, and more recent. But we've focused on World War II because there were so many in Multnomah County that were casualties. We're finding those graves, and we're going to have them decorated by the Boy Scout troop that comes out to help us putting flags on the graves. And then we also have the Trail of Life troop that was chartered out of Our Lady of Peace retreat house in Beaverton, and they're coming out to help us with putting flags out on the graves also.
It will be a wonderful scene for those who will be heading up to remember their loved ones at the cemeteries to see all of those flags placed out there, and a beautiful way to remember and pray for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Daniel, to remember all of those who have died and are buried in our Catholic cemeteries, very special masses coming up on Memorial Day, May 26th. Let our listeners know what they need to know about attending one of these.
Oh, these are going to be special masses at all three of our cemeteries. Let's talk about Gethsemane and Happy Valley first. That's where our Archbishop Alexander Sample will be the celebrant, and that's going to be at 10 o'clock. At Gethsemane Catholic Cemetery. And so the music there is going to be special music. Alex McCune, the director of sacred music from Christ the King Parish, and the Christ the King Children's Schola will be doing the music there at Gethsemane. And then at Mount Calvary, the weekend begins really on Saturday the 24th. And there will be a special ceremony here from the All-Ireland Cultural Society at the Celtic High Cross. And each year they come to remember the millions of Irish that died in the potato famine. And they place a wreath there, and they have a ceremony with a bagpiper. And everyone's invited to come out and join them at that. And that's Saturday morning at 10 o'clock on May 24th. And that day is the day that the Trail of Life troop will be out here. Those young children will be out here to be placing flags and handing flags out to visitors. And then at Mount Calvary on Monday at 10 o'clock, Bishop Peter Smith will be the celebrant, and the music will be done here by Rachel Kitchens, the director of music from St. Pius the 10th Parish, and Joseph Muir will be the cantor. That morning on Monday at 9 o'clock, the Boy Scout Troop number 124 will be here to do the flag-raising ceremony, and they'll raise the flag and bring it down to half-mast, and they'll be here throughout the day also handing out flags. And so that's what's happening here in the Portland area. And then in Eugene, the Mass will be at 9 a.m. at the cemetery, and Father Joshua Gaddis will be the celebrant there.
Oh, it is always a beautiful day when we have an opportunity to pray for our loved ones who have died. And it is wonderful to know that, Daniel, you have such a wonderful staff and caring way about taking care of all of those that come to you to receive help and services. So thanks so much for joining us today. God bless you. And we wish you and all of your staff a very happy Memorial Day.
Thank you, Brenda.
And again, that is Daniel Saris. Now, those masses, again, coming up on Memorial Day, that is Monday the 26th. You can find all the details on when those are happening on our community calendar. And I will also be sure to add a link that'll get you right to our Catholic Cemetery's webpage, and you can learn more about all of their services. And you'll find those links on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.